All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. We are in a series, The Benefits of Salvation. And our sermon message today is a Father's Day message. It is June 19, 2022, and I am Dr. Mary Craig. So we will open with prayer. Holy Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We thank you for the body and blood sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. We thank you for his life of radical obedience, perfect, personal, perpetual obedience, even to death on the cross. We thank you that he fulfilled all righteousness, even to dying to pay the penalty for sin, redeeming those for whom he died by his blood, the sacrifice of himself. We thank you he brought the reconciliation that overcomes alienation from you, that by this reconciliation we can know you as Father. We thank you that Jesus bore your wrath, bore the curse, bore the sin, and bore the glory. Jesus destroyed the works of darkness, defeating Satan and his kingdom publicly. Thank you, Lord God, today for those in Christ. We're chosen before the foundation of the world, and we are accepted in the Beloved. We thank you that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he rose again from the dead, out from among the dead, and ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Almighty. Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God the Son, Son of God, ruler over the kings of this earth, and coming again in power and great glory. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the sending of the Holy Spirit, and we ask that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth, guiding us into the truth, that he come as the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, revealing Jesus Christ to us, and granting us wisdom for the days in which we live. We ask that the Holy Spirit open our eyes to comprehend, perceive, and understand what you have for us today. Open the eyes of our minds and open the eyes of our hearts to receive. Honor our desire to glorify you, and may it please you, O God, to do this. May it please you, O Lord. We come before you in humility, on bended knee, with our hearts bowed. We pray that we would be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man which is created according to you, God, in true righteousness and holiness, that you would sanctify us by your word and by your Holy Spirit. Lord, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace, that we might love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, may it please you to bless and honor your Son, Jesus. And Lord, today we want to honor you as God and Father. Please help us to do that in a way that pleases you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, with all of the confusion, chaos, lies, and attempts to destroy families today, I thought we needed to remember the Lord our God. We need to remember him as our Heavenly Father, and in particular, remember his love for us. Now, we've done this before over the years, for years, actually. And from time to time, I just sense the Holy Spirit saying it's time to remember the Lord your God. And so today we're going to do this in remembrance. We love because he first loved us. That's one reason why a father's love is so important to a healthy family. Many are fatherless. We have many in our group, you know, in our fellowship, that are fatherless. We're, many of us are technically orphans. And for one reason or another. And our fathers are so, they loom large in our lives, whether they were good or not good fathers. It makes a huge difference in the molding of our character. But God is a father when we are born again in Christ. We are adopted, as we have seen. We've talked about adoption, the spirit of adoption. We are adopted into the family of God. And so God is our father, and we become co-heirs with Christ, which kind of makes him our brother. Sometimes you'll hear people talking about Christ, or hymns, Christ our brother. And but God is our father. We either know him as judge. He is the judge of all the earth. Now all judgment is given to the Son, Jesus Christ. But God is judge. We either know that, or we know him as Father. But the one true and living God is a father to the fatherless and makes a way for the lonely. I cannot stress this enough, the importance of fathers. They've really tried, certain people, and they've pretty much succeeded to break up the families so that there's no father in the home, or, you know, just somehow to ruin the family idea as God would set it forth in his word. And many are fathering and mothering. And there's a place for that too, because Paul said that he nurtured like a mother and disciplined like a father. Remember, the word disciple means learner. So the type of fathering is like a coach. And if you've ever had a coach, which I have, not in sports, I didn't have a coach for sports, but I did have a coach for learning flute, for music. And they were really rough. I mean, you know, you work, try to do your best, and they come in, no, you know, you have to do it this way. No, you're not sitting up straight enough. No, look at this, you're supposed to sit at the end of your chair straight up. You can't slouch in the chair and play flute, and on and on and on. And the worst was a coach I had. I went to Northwestern University, which is in Evanston, Illinois, outside of Chicago. And he was the head of the Chicago Symphony, and he had written all the flute books that everybody used for learning how to play flute. And he was tough. I mean, I would just come out of there as soon as I left the building crying. He was so tough. And but I got very good. And so I don't know. I got very good because of that. It was tough training, tough coaching, but it did make a big difference. So, and then I got to the point one day and I thought, oh my goodness. And, well, really, my parents were paying the money. My parents are paying money for this torture, you know. Yes, they were. But so that's the idea of being a coach. And God is better than any human father, of course. Okay. So the love of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is holy, pure, true, deep, and wide. His love does no harm. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, goodness, justice, and truth. So today I thought we would consider the expression of God's love to each of those whom he has adopted into his family, allowing that each child of his may call him Abba, Father. If we belong to his family, we will always have his love. I have to add this, even though there are times, and even through those times of what is called fatherly displeasure. So, today we want to reflect on our Heavenly Father, the one Jesus called Holy Father and Righteous Father, and my Father. May he be pleased with our remembrance of him. May it bring him delight and bless him. May it bring glory to his name as we hear his expressions of love for us from the Word of God. May we extol his love for us. May he grant us peace and heal us in his presence. And I'm going to have Stephen do this now. The bulk of this message in between, of reading out all these scriptures, basically to save my voice. Okay.
I know everything about you, when you sit down and when you rise up. I am acquainted. Oh, is that not right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's down at the bottom. Sorry.
Okay. Our Heavenly Father knows the name of each of his children. He knows us to the core of our being. He speaks of his love like this. Child of the covenant of grace, I chose you before the foundation of the world, before anything was created. I knew you even before you were conceived. You were made in my image. I am your origin, your creator, your father. You are my offspring. In me you live and move and have your being. I created you, I formed you, I have called you by your name, you are mine. And those were from Ephesians, Jeremiah, Genesis, Acts, and Isaiah. I know everything about you when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm acquainted with all your ways. My hand is upon you, your life, and I covered you in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. There is no place you are, no place where you might go where my spirit is not with you. From Psalm 139. I brought you forth on the day you were born. Psalm 71. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. Acts. Everyone that is called by my name I created for my glory. Isaiah. I care about you such that even the very hairs on your head are numbered. From Matthew 10. I will never leave you nor forsake you. From Isaiah and Psalms and Hebrews. From the beginning I chose you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. I called you by the gospel to the obtaining of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians. I am the complete expression of love. From 1 John. It is my desire to lavish my love upon you simply because I am your father and you are my child. 1 John. I am more than your earthly father ever could be. Matthew. I am the perfect father. From Matthew. I am your provider and I meet all of your needs. Matthew. I love you with an everlasting love. From Jeremiah. Every good and perfect gift comes from me. I am the Father of lights. James. I know the plans I have for you, plans for your welfare and your good, that you might have hope. From Jeremiah. My thoughts toward you are countless, like the sand on the seashore. From Psalm 139. I rejoice over you with singing. I exult over you with joy. From Zephaniah. If I am for you, who can be against you? From Romans 8. I will never stop doing good to you. Jeremiah. You are my treasured possession. From Exodus. Do you need a father? I am a father of the fatherless in my holy habitation. From Psalm 68. I pity those who fear me. From Psalm 103. And in me, the fatherless find mercy. From Hosea. If I am a father, where is my honor? From Malachi. Receive my instruction and attend to no understanding. I give you good doctrine. From Proverbs 4. If I am your father, you are blessed, and you will inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. I want to show you great and mighty things which you know not. I am your covenant Lord. Call unto me, and I will answer you. From Jeremiah 33. I rejoice over you to do you good. I desire to establish you with all my heart and with all my soul. From Jeremiah 32. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. From Deuteronomy 4. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. From Psalm 37. I work in you both to will and to do my good pleasure. From Philippians. I am your greatest encourager. I have loved you and have given you everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. From 2 Thessalonians. I am the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. From 2 Corinthians. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. From Psalm 34. I carry you close to my heart as a shepherd carries a lamb. From Isaiah 40. I have chosen you and not cast you away. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Those that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with you shall perish. You will seek them, and you won't find them, even those that contend with you. Those that war against you shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. From Isaiah 41. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor any more pain. The former things will pass away. I make all things new. From Revelation 21. I desire that Christ dwell in your hearts by faith. I desire that you be rooted and grounded in love. I desire that you may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. I desire that you be filled with all the fullness of God and remember I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in you. From Ephesians 3. I am the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. From Exodus 34. I reveal myself and my love for you in Jesus my Son. From John 17. He is the express image of my being. From Hebrews 1. He came not to condemn you, but to save you. From John 3. I reconciled you to myself by Jesus Christ. I was in Christ, reconciling the world unto myself, not imputing your trespasses unto you. I have made you an ambassador for Christ, that you might let others know to be reconciled to me. From 2 Corinthians 5. I made Jesus to be the sin offering for you in your place, this Jesus who knew no sin, that you might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. This is why you are urged not to receive my grace in vain. From 2 Corinthians 5. Jesus' death is the ultimate expression of my love for you. From Romans 8. You need to know that if I am for you, who can be against you? Indeed, since I did not spare my own, son, but delivered him up for all my children, how shall I not with him also freely give you all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of my elect ones? I am the one who justifies you, so who is it that condemns you? From Romans 8.
And as we close here, the Lord says, I am your Father and love you even as I love my Son Jesus. Love of the same quality and quantity from John 17. Excuse me. In fact, Jesus is risen from the dead and sits at my right hand. He makes intercession for you as a faithful high priest. Romans 8:34 and Hebrews 4:14. You are born out of God one, and when you were born again, you received Christ and the power to become my child. 1 John 3:9 and John 1:12. In acknowledging my Son, you have me also. Abide. 1 John 2:23. Look at what manner of love I have bestowed upon you, that you should be called my child. 1 John 3, verse 1. Seek me with all your heart. Delight in me. Do not shrink back, but come and call upon me. Yes, I am a consuming fire. Yes, I am a refiner's fire, a purifying fire, the flame of Yah. I do not change, but I change you that you might be closer to me. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. So, Father God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, the Beloved. We hope you are pleased with our small attempt to remember and reflect upon the magnitude of your immeasurable love for us. Forgive us for our impudent, bratty, and unthankful moments. Forgive our rebellion, resistance, disobedience, and so many other things that get in your face and block your countenance, which otherwise would shine upon us. Thank you for sending Jesus and prevailing in our lives to benefit us with your so great salvation. May you be glorified in our lives and pleased on this Father's Day. We humbly ask for grace, mercy, favor, and blessing, and for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to walk in the light, to walk in wisdom, to walk in goodness and mercy, and that of your love. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. And now, if you please stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.